Blog Talk Radio.
We don't need none of that punk ass goddamn shit. Hey, listen. Who the fuck are you? Motherfucker. Don't say nothing to me if you don't know who you are. Oh, my name is John Smith. Motherfucker, that ain't who you are. That's your name. Who the fuck are you? You motherfuckers be patronizing these goddamn channels. All these fucking channels. And for what? 804, goddamn it, you want something right now. What is it? I'm got you. What's happening?
What's going on, Professor Rosebud? I've been waiting to talk to you. I'm so happy you just said that because I've been wanting to talk to you for a long time. I'm probably one of your newer subscribers. I just found your channel like maybe 6 months ago. So I'm calling because I emailed you a while ago about Sidewalk University, and I didn't get my tuition in yet. And so I've been working on that. But in the meanwhile, I called to let you know I love your channel. I definitely want to get laid. I'm looking forward to enrolling for the upcoming semester. I'm in the streets working hard right now to make sure I get this done. So I'm all in, man. I just want you to know I'm all in. And if you got a minute, I'll tell you exactly why I want to get laid.
Listen, let me tell you something. You one of them motherfuckers that won't shit. It's all kinds of motherfuckers out there that want shit. See, but when you fuck with Sidewalk University, you want shit for about 6 seconds. In the seventh second, you're going to get it. You ain't talking about what you're going to do 7 years from now. What I'm saying is that bullshit you talking ain't shit. It ain't worth shit. It ain't worth shit. And you ain't gonna hardly do what the fuck you saying.
I totally disagree. But
hey,
I
listen to me, man. Listen to me, bro. And let me tell you why I know what the fuck I'm saying. What I'm saying is if you were serious, you'd do like every other motherfucker that got into Sidewalk University. You would do it. Fuck you and fuck the shit you talking. What I'm saying is if you wanted to get into Sidewalk University, you would do it. Because if you wanted a fucking $200 pair of shoes and you really wanted it, you sure would go get them. So what I'm saying...
Well, hey, I ain't going to lie. I got a few priorities on my hand that I got to take care of with my house and stuff.
Okay,
but
bro.
Hey, bro.
My thumb and my index finger is rubbing together. And that's the smallest violin in the motherfucking world for that sad bullshit you talking. Take care of your goddamn business. Take care of whatever you got to take care of. Then join. Then call in and talking about what you had to do. Because that bullshit
I just wanted to chop it up with you for a second.
Well, I'm chopping it up with you, motherfucking weak-ass nigga.
All right. I'm going to step my game up, and I'm going to call back, Rosebud. We're going to chop it up some more, man.
What you going to do is go, you know, suffer some of the bullshit you've been thinking, because right now you said you wanted to chop it up, and your punk ass ain't got shit to say to chop it up.
Well, hold on. I definitely got something to say. I thought you were trying to get rid of me. Can I get your advice on something?
Motherfucker, come on.
Okay, let me tell you why I wanted to get laced, what the issue is.
Why do you want to get laced? Because you tired of not having shit.
That's very true.
So then don't tell me why you want to get laced. Ask your fucking question.
Okay, you did a show not too long ago where you said something about not closing the deal and running out of game. And when I heard that show, it hit home because I had that happen to me a couple of times with some very beautiful women. I ran out of game and I wasn't able to close the deal. And when you mentioned it, I was like, shit, I don't want that to happen no more. I, you know, because she's a very beautiful woman. I had her right in front of my face, and I couldn't close the deal. Now, I just can't. I don't want to miss opportunities like that no more.
Hey man, listen to me and understand this. You can ask the most perfect question possible, and I could give you an answer. But unless you got what it takes to do whatever the answer is, I'm just wasting my time listening to you, bro. Listening to you. I can see you don't even believe in yourself.
Oh, come on, bro. But I'm very confident.
Hey, listen, man. I can see that you tell yourself so much bullshit that when you go out and try to believe that bullshit, you always fail. Now, you can tell me I ain't right. You can tell me whatever the fuck you finna say. But, I mean, I ain't trying to convince you of this. I'm just telling you the truth. You trying to convince me that you telling the truth, which lets me know you full of shit.
Told you I'm in need of help. I wasn't able to close the deal a few times. I've recognized
that
myself.
Hey, bro, I heard you say that. But let me ask you this. Did you wonder why you wasn't able to close the deal?
Man, I guess it was just probably, you know, it was so unexpected.
I didn't ask you that. And this is why you didn't close the deal. Because you don't listen. You just be talking. I asked you if you thought about why you closed the deal. Yes or no. But you want to start talking about whatever.
I have thought about it.
Hey, stop, bro. You know, unless you want to take over the show, you can take it over and we'll listen to your bullshit. I'm trying to tell
you
something. You ain't listening. You talking. Matter of fact, fuck you. I'm gone.
Oh, damn.
Hey, 210, what's up?
What's up, bud?
Nothing. What's happening?
Nothing. Is my sound cool?
Man, will you ask your goddamn question?
I have no question. I had a comment. I was watching, what was that? What was his name? Gangsta Brown video. Yeah.
Okay.
And he was interviewing this bitch. And I guess she, you know, she was she had some lingerie and shit on. She seemed like she was trying to pop it at you. And, you know, you talked to her real smooth. You was like, baby, why don't you go ahead and just get yourself, you know what I'm saying? You played her, you fronted her off pretty smooth. And I thought that was cool.
That's your comment?
Yeah.
Listen, man, he could have been cool. I ain't saying he wasn't. But what I'm saying is, man, if you interviewing a bitch and what she say is what you go for, then you didn't interview her. Because what she say should make you want to tear her ass up. And she needs to defend that bullshit she's saying, unless it ain't bullshit. And how you going to know if you don't charge her motherfucking ass? Huh?
Yeah, I hear you.
Fuck you hearing me.
But
answer that question.
Do you remember that video?
Look, fuck the video. We already heard about it. You said the nigga interviewed the bitch, blah, blah, blah. I'm saying if the nigga didn't charge the bitch based on what she's saying, what the fuck did the listener get?
Yeah. The takeaway I have from it was that you held your composure and you didn't let her ass and titties, you didn't get seduced by her ass and titties. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro, that's because you looking at pussy. If you looking at the bitch and you looking at life past pussy, you would see. That nigga went for whatever the fuck the bitch said out of her mouth. She could have said she was a motherfucking equestrian. and that nigga would have went for it because he didn't charge her. I ain't going for shit you say, bitch. You're going to have to make me believe it. I ain't going for it. And if you motherfuckers don't get the information in that, that's on y'all. I'm gone. 513, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? This is...
Hold on, bro. You private caller that's on there waiting for your turn, get your ass off the line because I know you full of shit. You one of them motherfucking white boys that want to do some shit. Matter of fact, I'm Xing you out. Okay, come on, 513.
Man, this is Dizzo Brown, a.k.a. Tyrone Brown, if that's what you want to know. But what's up? What you want to know? Who are you? Who asked me? I'll tell you about it.
Bro, wait.
What?
Start over. Ask whatever the fuck you want to ask. I don't give a fuck what it is. But you confused me just now.
Because the title of the show is Who Are You? I said, this is Dizzo Brown. A.K.A. my real name is Tyrone Brown. What's happening?
What do they want to know? Hold up. Is this all the right. Fizzo that be hitting me on damn near all my goddamn videos?
Man, this Fizzo, I've been hitting you up all your life, young man.
Okay, check this out. Hold up.
Go ahead.
My thing is this. Fizzo, the problem with you that I have is that you say shit and you don't back none of it up. You just say it. Just like you're saying right now.
Such as what?
I'm not asking you to talk. This is my show.
Okay. You're right.
So what I'm saying is don't interrupt me with your bullshit because punk motherfuckers do that. My point is you say all kind of goddamn shit. You got comments on damn near every video. But this is one of, I think you called it one time before, but you done made about 700 fucking comments.
Man, I always call in. You say I don't ever call
hey,
in.
Bro,
go ahead. I'm listening.
Bro, what
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is this, man. Whatever the fuck you believe is fine. I ain't scared of it. But as far as talking to me through some goddamn chat room bullshit, I might have responded to you out of 700 times, two or three times. Why? Because, goddamn, out of 700 times, this motherfucker got to want to say something. So what I'm saying is, are you really asking me who am I? Or are you just talking?
No, I'm just calling in.
Stop. That's what I'm calling in. That's what I'm saying. You fucking call in talking about who are you, and you ain't even really asking me the question.
Not who are you. The title of your show is called Who Are You. I thought you was asking me. Brother,
I'm not slow. I already know that's why you asked.
I know who you is. You my nigga.
Bro. I know you ain't asking who I am. What I'm saying is that shit you talking about ain't got shit to do with my title.
Because I ain't even listened to the fucking video yet. You right?
You ain't listen. You don't give a fuck. None of you motherfuckers give a fuck. That's why I don't give a fuck about talking to y'all. Who are you? Ain't got nothing to do with who I am. Who are you got to do with, are you real with yourself? Do you tell yourself bullshit like you do? Or are you real with yourself? Man, fuck you and fuck what you got to talk about. I don't give a fuck if you never listen to my shit again. You full of shit.
Yeah.
If you don't want to believe it, don't. Believe what you want to believe. You full of shit. And I proved it because you don't even know what the fuck you asked when you came on because you thought I wasn't listening.
I
heard everything you said, motherfucker. And Okay. I know who the fuck I am, which is what the fuck you asked, but that ain't what my shit is about.
So I misinterpreted what you was what it was.
Yeah, but you didn't motherfucking give a fuck.
I didn't give a fuck.
Hey, because you a front motherfucker. You be front.
I ain't no punk motherfucker.
I didn't say a punk. I didn't say a punk.
Say?
I said front.
As in what?
Faking. Acting like you this or that. Like you know this or that. Like you can see this or that. But you miss every point. And I just happened to be able to tell it to you now.
Yeah, you want a nigga. I heard you, too.
Hey, I'm gone, man. I got too many callers. 231, what's up?
Hey, Rosebud, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, man. Thanks for picking up the call. I appreciate you taking the time out to answer my call. I just read some scripture today, and I just wanted to share it, if you wouldn't mind.
Hold on, brother. First and foremost,
all right.
I believe in God, but yeah. My shit is not about scripture. And if you,
okay.
You know, because I believe, listen, I believe you got way more to say than this goddamn scripture. And I ain't trying to hear that
shit.
Oh, no,
it's just a couple of verses.
No.
I
don't want to hear that fucking shit.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for answering the call, man. I appreciate you.
There you go, bro.
Yep.
909, what's up?
I'm just listening.
Well, don't press 1 because that make you sound like you want to, you know, talk. But anyway, it ain't no problem. Just listen. Almost. If not, every motherfucking thing I do is on me. 231, I see you. Hold on 1 second. Let me get my fucking shit on. Oh, you didn't got off. I was finna call on you, but it's cool. Almost everything I do is on me. Not almost. Every goddamn thing I do is on me. You know, as far as these videos go, I don't need to continue making them. Word of mouth have been immensely important to Sidewalk University. God damn it. 909, what's up?
Hey, boy, you just kicked me off. I just called in because I never pressed any numbers, but I guess when you call in, it automatically raises your hand for you. No, I don't, but I never pressed any numbers.
Okay, man,
that's
so
what
you're
I'm saying.
Wasting time. If I kicked you off and you really didn't,
no,
you know, whatever.
No, it's because I want to listen. I want to listen because on YouTube I can't hear any of the callers, but when I'm on here, I can listen to the callers.
All right, man. I didn't kick you off. I just, you know, shut you down. You can hear everything if that's the case. So, I'm just saying. Word of mouth is really doing me. I mean, word of mouth is the best advertisement. So what I'm saying is, can you, wait a minute, what is that? Or can you or will you fucking support me? $1, $2, or whatever the fuck you can afford. You see my goddamn Cash App up there, but you motherfuckers don't support me. I don't get it. I'll definitely appreciate it. Because what I'm saying is, if you can see that you're going into a time where you can get the best of you. I'm talking about, I ain't talking about no pussy. I'm not talking about what them motherfuckers be telling you to do so you can fuck. Man, I'm talking about to get the best of you. Time flies when you keep putting things off. And you keep putting off that idea you have in your head that you could be better. Well, that's right. You can be better. I can be better. Now, there's only 1 month left in this fucking semester. And if you want to take advantage of enrolling for the coming semester, the April semester, you better get on it. I mean, that 2020 off-campus version has been popping. They come on MP4s. You know, you get to see me tell you what to do. And besides the new info, it includes my input, whereas before it didn't. My input is going to show you how to go do some of these things that I'm asking you to do. Whereas before, I was just telling you, you should be able, woo. My point is, not only does it include these improvements, you'll be much more proficient at representing what you learn if you attend Sidewalk University, but you will be as close to that same proficiency with this new course. Because before, I just made the course. But then after getting the feedback from a lot of you truckers, shit, it made me come up with what I got now. So what I'm saying is, get at me with that, truckers, salesmen, traveling salesmen. Now, let me talk about this. You know, most people that I speak with have a small knowledge of words. I'm talking about words they use daily. Just to make a point, people use the word quality, and they don't even understand what it points to in a person. If you know what quality means, you would know what it means in a desk, in a chair, you would know what it means. So what I'm saying is quality. A lot of people don't know what makes a quality person. They think it's, you know, their clothes or their speech. See, your actions are what speak loudest. Definitely correlates to your quality. Now, my point, you know, what I'm trying to say is, if you want to get results, if you want to show your quality, the first thing you got to do is start out being polite. And what I'm saying is, being polite is one of, if not the easiest thing you could do to get attention. And if you learn to be polite and don't even expect any responses, it's even better. I'm kicking some shit with you right now. You got to be selfish and very conceited if you want anything for you. And what I mean is, whenever you're being polite, you know that the benefit of it is now you're on Front Street. People are seeing you. So your being polite is telling the people that's looking that you're this kind of guy. So are you doing it because you're a nice guy, being polite? Or are you doing it because you selfishly know that it's going to benefit you? This is just real shit. Everything you do should be either selfishly done or conceitedly thought of to do. So what I'm saying is anything you do, anything you think, it's done because it's going to benefit you, or you think it's going to benefit you. You really could give a fuck. I'm talking about this old lady crossing the goddamn street when you go to help her get across and you're being polite. You don't really give a fuck. I mean, you do because she's old, but you don't because you're doing this because people are going to be stopped letting you go across, and they're going to be saying, look at that nice guy. Now, never mind that I'm older than the bitch I'm helping. What I'm saying is, I be doing it so I could be in the spotlight, and I want that spotlight to shine on me for those few seconds. Now, for that moment, I'm in the spotlight, satisfying something that I desire. Then not only am I satisfying my desire, I'm actually helping this lady across the street. Plus, who the fuck knows what woman is in traffic and witnessing my valor? Now let's say this elderly person is going to cross the street. Even though I'm elderly, my goddamn self, I still am going to rush over and offer to escort him or her across the street. I know I'm going out of my way to do this, but I'm not. Because if I want the spotlight to be on me, what's going out of my way? There's no such thing. Hold that point. 510, what's up?
Oh, I didn't press one, brother. I was just listening.
What? What did you
say? I didn't press one. I said I didn't press one, brother.
Okay.
I was just listening.
You didn't have a question, right?
No, sir.
All right, thanks. Okay, so listen. What I'm really saying is, I'm a bastard. I know it. I ain't mad at me. Man, if I help you, there's something in it for me. If you need $10 and I give it to you, there's something in it for me. Period. Or else I ain't doing it. I don't give a fuck about what you need. I give a fuck that I want to be seen as a certain kind of person, and it may include giving you what you ask for. But if it don't, fuck you. That's me. That's how I think. And you need to understand this, fellas. I know I be going out of my way to do this, you know, shit, but think of who's watching. Whoever is in the vicinity and witness whatever I'm doing, helping this person or whatever it is, they're going to see how much of a gentleman I am. And that ain't going to make them want to talk to me. But let's say this person was going to go in the shopping mall and seen me do this, and then they went into the shopping mall and parked, and after I did it, did whatever it was, I went on to the same mall, and I seen that bitch. Aren't you that guy that I saw being gentleman, woo, woo, woo? Well, I'm saying, I don't give a fuck if that don't happen. I just know it could. So I'm down and dirty. Period. This is the kind of stuff that's going to keep you young. I don't want to look at that bitch going, oh, dude going across the goddamn street. See, that motherfucker old as me. I ain't finna help that motherfucker. Shit. Then I'm going to be acting like that motherfucker next week. Looking like I need help. What I'm saying is, let's put it like this. If I got to hear or read about this fucking abadabba I'm talking about. Well, no, not that I'm talking about. This abadabba that you motherfuckers believe. When would any of that goddamn shit represent the abadabba that I've been spitting? I'm talking about for you to receive. 310, I see you, man. Come on. What's up? Paul, I see you, too. I'll get you next.
What's up with it, Rosebud? Hey, quick question. And it relates to me, but who I'm related to, but what's
stop,
your take
stop,
on...
Stop. What kind of motherfucker come on the radio show and have a question and be saying, come on, man.
Man, I only said it two times.
No, you didn't.
And
just
I want to make sure you have an understanding. I don't want to say no bullshit.
Come on, brother. Just ask
what's
a question.
Your take? Why is it younger women in today's day disrespect their mom?
Why?
And their mom
do
put up with
women
it.
Today disrespect their mom.
Yeah, and their mom put up with it.
Is that your question?
Yes, sir.
The reason is because today mothers and fathers want to be their kids' friends. And they want their kids to be able to talk to them and say anything to them. Whereas my dad and my mom, there ain't no goddamn friendship going on here. And motherfucker, whatever you shouldn't tell me, you better not tell me. Why? Because that kept the line. That kept that line there. That kept that kid there. That kept that kid as a kid. And that kid respect that parent. But today you have motherfuckers say, oh, mom, I gave my pussy up last night. Mom, I shot heroin last night. What do that do? There ain't no fucking line there. So this kid ain't gonna respect their parents because their parents is their friends. They don't fucking respect their friends. Does that make sense to you, bro?
Man, that make hella sense, man. Come on. I wouldn't call you for nothing.
Bro, what I'm saying is it don't matter what any of you callers bring to me. I'm going to be talking to you from shit that I knew 40 years ago. I'm not telling you no new shit. I'm telling you what I grew up learning, because the bullshit you motherfuckers learning is so you all can be the way you are. There's no right. There's nothing but what you think. Come in my motherfucking daddy's house thinking some shit like that. You finna get your ass beat. And if you continue to believe that shit, the nigga ain't gonna put you out, but he gonna make it to where you gonna wanna get out if you really believe that shit. And you motherfuckers don't get none of that. All you get is you gonna call the police and mom slap you. You know, man, my mother and father would be doing double life sentences if it was about the way they beat our ass. Not only that, Brother Johnson could beat my motherfucking ass if I was doing some shit wrong. And
I don't mean to cut you off. I swear, I'm happy you said this because I got this from you, and I agree with it like a motherfucker. Growing up, and I'm happy my mom was kind of like your parents. If I did something wrong, but I don't know what changed her, anybody who caught me doing it, she'd tell him, you whoop his ass, tell me, and I'm going to whoop his ass because he know he shouldn't be doing that shit.
Double ass whooping. The nigga that caught you did it, then he finna come and tell your parents, and they finna beat your ass for letting some motherfucker see they can't be wrong like that.
Exactly. In today's day, these motherfuckers want to kill the motherfucker who caught them doing it. Like, that don't make no sense, motherfucker.
Hey, bro, it makes sense when you think about today. Anything kids do today involves killing the motherfucker. All the games that's fun. You got to steal something. You got to do some really dangerous, fucked up shit. And all you motherfuckers believe that has nothing to do with the psyche of a motherfucker. But if you've been just knowing you're supposed to shoot this motherfucker, shoot that motherfucker, do this, do that, everything illegal, then what the fuck are you going to do when that shit happens in real life? You're going to do what you just used to doing. So my point is this. Do you know how many psychoanalysts is involved in making those video games? Wait. Did you know psychoanalysts were involved in making those games?
Well, I didn't know, the particular name as psychoanalyst, but I knew it was somebody behind that bullshit.
No. The people behind it is the people that make it. But the people that make it, let's say they want to kind of make sure it's okay. So they give it to a psychoanalyst. What effect would this have on people playing this game? The psychoanalyst says whatever he says, which is evidently okay in it, and then they put the game out. But why can't these motherfuckers make a game that have you saving the motherfucker? Have you not shooting the motherfucker? Have you this, that, and the other on the good tip? And the psychoanalyst get this and sees the benefits of it. You want to know why they don't go with that?
Why?
Money. Motherfuckers want to hurt, want to maim, want to do everything they can't do in real life. They want to do that way more than they want to do some good shit. But what I'm saying is, if you just given all this negative shit to do, this is all these motherfuckers think, man, I want to play this game. Why you like that game so much? Man, I get to shoot motherfuckers, woo, woo, woo. I'm saying, when you run into that motherfucker and you have words with that motherfucker, do you think he going to be psychologically ready to just have words with you?
Hell no. He going to be ready on go mode.
I'm just saying, think about it, man. I don't want you to agree with me. I'm just saying, is he on the go mode?
No, it's my own personal thought and agreement, because they going to do what the hell they doing on those video games and try to do it in real life, and they going to practice that shit before they do it, too, in the bathroom or wherever the hell.
Hey, so what I'm saying is this. How can motherfuckers say these video games have nothing to do with why this country is so fucking ready to kill you? They say the video games have nothing to do with it. But you see the old motherfuckers shooting up shit too. But 8 out of 10 of them motherfuckers is young motherfuckers with the same weapon that they have on them goddamn videos, doing exactly what the fuck them videos have you doing. Killing this motherfucker for a point. Running over this motherfucker you know, so that you, you know, you ain't got no reason to do it. But when you do it, you got more points. So here's a motherfucker going to school, ain't got shit to do with nothing he thinking, but he shoot up a bunch of motherfuckers. This motherfucker getting points. In his mind, he's scoring points. People think I'm crazy to say that shit, but that's the way it really is. Just like when that rap came.
You ain't crazy. You, hey,
when rap came out 50 years ago, they were saying it was like the devil music, all this whatever bullshit. And then the rappers and the defenders of rap, they were saying, you just wait, motherfucker. You're going to be selling your car. You're going to be selling butter. You're going to be selling popcorn with rap. You're going to be selling McDonald's with rap. And all the motherfuckers were saying how crazy they were. You fucking ignorant motherfuckers, blah, 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 they saying. They talking about all the goddamn science bullshit. And what do you see now? What is not so with some rap shit?
Man, they talking about killing and drilling and not just that. You see,
not only that,
other
no, bro, no, that's the wrong shit. That's the wrong shit. What I'm saying is Chevrolet, fucking Metro PCS.
Oh, they water, that shit is watered down like how you say with the pimp, how they trying to do
no,
that shit.
No, not watered down. It don't matter how they do it. It's that they're doing it. They're all doing it. They sell the shit. They get you to want Metro PCS with some rap type lyrics or music or beat. You know, they get you to want some pancakes at fucking IHOP with some kind of lyric. The pancakes is cool and the goddamn strawberries is moke. Well, whatever they say. What I'm saying is 50 years ago when they was talking about how this is the fucked up as shit you can make, the motherfuckers making it said, you watch. You are going to not be able to live without this shit. And what I'm saying is, unless you're 50, you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But if you are, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because that's what they were saying to kill it. That's what they were saying to make this rap not win. Because it was a bunch of niggas. NWA, all them motherfuckers doing it. What's this? Cool Moe Dee. You know, I'm talking about the real, them motherfuckers. My point is that them innovators saw this shit. And once the shit they saw caught on, what happened? Pecker Woods took it over. Pecker Woods used rap however the fuck they want to use it to sell whatever. You can go buy a Chevrolet and it's going to be to a goddamn rap beat. Carvana is going to be to a rap beat.
So this then goes back to where you say when white people put a definition on something, they make it mean to what the fuck they want it to mean versus
bro,
what it's originally.
What you just said is the absolute truth. Everything is unique until motherfucking Peckerwood put a definition on it. And once they put a definition on it, they put like 17,000 gallons of water on it, and they make it to where it's palatable for everybody. With some
oxymoron.
Shit. Hey, come on. That's some good shit you talking, bro. Hey, I see
come
you three
on,
kids. You a Bay Area nigga, huh?
You said what, bud?
I say, I see you 310. You a Bay Area nigga, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. I'll be keeping my eyes.
No, you ain't. You ain't no Bay Area nigga. You got a Bay Area phone number. Oh, no. You know what?
Oh, no. I'm Cali, man, nigga. I'm from Cali like you, man.
Hey, but Bay Area, I was wrong. That's 310.
Oh, no. That's a Beverly Hills number.
You Southern California, man. I was thinking that was 510. My bad.
Nah, but y'all still like brothers, though, because I fuck with my Bay Area folks, man.
That's Cali, baby. Hey, let me get my other caller. 701, what's up?
Hey, bud, I'm just listening, man.
D, he killed for you, motherfucker. That's my nigga D. Listen, now, I'm telling you, if I gotta read about it, I ain't got it. You know, when will any of you motherfuckers, or when will any of what you motherfuckers be saying represent the real? The thing is, you want to talk shit, but you got a straw in your mouth, and you can't get your lips off that straw. Now, if you can talk shit through that straw, I guess what you're saying is worth hearing. But see, motherfuckers like me, we ain't got no straw. We know that every motherfucking thing we say out of our mouth represents this abadabba. And what we saying is fucked up. We fucking this game up. Shit. The most disrespectful thing any of you motherfuckers can do is misrepresent this fucking abadabba and not care what trouble you cause by doing that shit. You all, like I'm saying, whisper this shit through a straw. Then you claim to write about whatever the fuck it is you saw. Me, I'm like a tree, a strong tree, standing by the sea, weathering all storms, staying true to form. Because this abadabba in me is always reborn. Nah, being real is what it's all about. Staying down and dirty without any doubt. Expressing, dressing, abadabba repping, cause the abadabba keeps me stepping. I'm just being real. Putting yourself on Front Street as I do requires you to be brave enough to know what to do. And the reward you get for that bravery is your skin gets a little tougher when it comes to rejection. Now, I'm a rhymer, but you don't know. I ain't no fucking rapper. But I can spit some shit. Hold on, I see this motherfucker right here,
716.
What's up, man?
Yeah, man, I had to come back in the queue. Yeah, I was talking some shit, and I feel like...
I mean, I feel you. God damn, I thought you feel. Paul, what?
Yeah, man.
What's your
question?
Yeah,
man, listen. Huh? Yeah, I was talking that shit, man. I feel like that rap shit come from a lot of pimp shit. Now... I'm
hey,
not
wait,
saying
wait,
that.
Wait, listen.
Yeah.
Not only are you correct, but what I'm saying is a lot of people don't realize that niggas wasn't trying to rhyme. It's just mm-hmm. that, you know, motherfuckers, they, you know, start out with a motherfucker getting paid, and then it ends up with a motherfucker getting laid. But what I'm saying, he ain't really trying to rhyme. He's just saying some shit. He's just talking some shit. But in the course of that, he's being successful at all he's trying to do. So motherfuckers think the way he's talking is part of what he's getting. Now, in a way it is, but what's really happening is behind the scenes. Behind the scenes, when that nigga check his traps, you know, when that nigga say whatever he say to them hoes, you know, whoever he chooses to go fuck, whoever he want to buy this or that for, whatever he, you know, somebody's rent, he got to pay, blah, blah, blah. I'm saying that's what had that nigga being the kind of nigga he can be as far as saying whatever the fuck you say to the bitch that you get to hear.
The ordinary shit.
It ain't got nothing to do, you know, with him trying to rhyme or whatever. It got something to do with his fucking life is so smooth, and words are they're just words. They come to you, and you don't try to rhyme. But if a nigga end up with the word play some kind of way, see there that word I just used way. It's right there. A nigga gonna do that anyway. You know, I'm saying that's how the shit come out.
Yeah, nigga make a word rhyme that don't even got the same syllable.
But people don't realize that, and that's all a part in their mind of what make a nigga like me. That I could say that shit like that. But shit, baby. Look, I'm for the motherfucking, you know, take my ass and go lay down and shit. Now, what I'm going to do is I hit you when I get in town. Ah, I'm rhyming right there.
Yeah. Hey, bud, check this out, bud. I got two questions for you, but check this out. I was listening to an interview with Ice-T. I ain't saying he no pimp or nothing, but the nigga was sitting there talking to his friend, and his friend said some shit about, yeah, man, you got to stay laid to get paid and some other shit, and, man, I got 99 problems and the bitch ain't one. And Ice-T was like, hold on, man, that's a song. So the nigga Ice-T took what his friend said in just some regular, ordinary conversation and made a song, and years later, Jay-Z copied it. He did it the right way because he bought the copyrights, but you know.
What
the
fuck are you telling me that for?
That's exactly what you saying.
What?
The nigga was just having his life was just ordinary. He like, nigga, I got 99 problems and the bitch ain't one. He just saying that. He wasn't trying to rhyme.
Okay, and then you saying Jay-Z heard that and made a song.
And made a song. Well, he made it first. And Jay-Z copied off of Ice-T.
But I'm saying Ice-T made a song?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know all that, man, so I don't really know why you're telling me that.
Well, that's what made me think about all of that rap shit came from pimp shit, because that's what happens. More seeds come from seeds. But my question to you was this, though. When you was riding around with your road dog from Hollywood, did you ever go to Buffalo, New York?
Buffalo, not Buffalo per se, but ain't Niagara Falls or some shit up there?
Yeah.
Because I went to Niagara Falls. But I'm saying, as far as going to Buffalo, I didn't really go to Buffalo. I was going to Niagara Falls.
Because I heard Shantae say, he said, man, I've been to Buffalo. And one of the three worst places is Buffalo, and he said St. Louis, and then he said one other place, but he said the top of them all was Figueroa. I'm like, well, shit.
Well, what I'm saying is a nigga might have went there, you know, on another tip, but when I went to Niagara Falls, I was with that nigga.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, you know, I didn't go. He might have went to Buffalo another time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, man, me and them niggas went to Niagara Falls. That was some funny shit, man. Because, you know, I'm a scary nigga, man. So we up there at Niagara Falls, and this nigga want to go to this little part where you kind of going down, but you got to be on these rails because it's so slippery. So I'm going to ask him all these questions. He said, nigga, these bitches need to be excited, nigga. You know? So I say, nigga, you know, that's the pimp shit. So I say, okay, nigga, let's go. Man, we get on the rails. We get on the rails and I slip, but I held my grip on the rail. But I was damn near falling.
Damn.
this nigga say, Bud, you all right? He turned around and tried to help me up. Nigga, and you know, I'm panicking like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm panicking like a motherfucker. The next thing I know, me and the nigga sliding down that little fucking
damn.
Hey, the people who made the shit must have knew that shit was going to happen because it was a little thing at the bottom that we slid and hit. When we hit that shit, we couldn't go no more. That shit was so funny. Mm-hmm. Now, wait. What was so funny, we trying to be fly PM in front of these hoes. If we didn't fail in slipping down this damn whatever this path was. And when we got up, we was all wet and shit. It was crazy. That was some good shit. Nigga, you know, see, this is what this game is about. You don't try to remember shit, but you get to remember shit. That was some dope I just remembered right there, man. I would have never thought of that to remember. I just wouldn't. You got anything else, Phil? I mean, goddamn, why do I know this?
Yeah. You motherfucker.
Hey, Paul, listen. Hey. I'm serious, nigga. You remind me of Phil Keane. You sound like that nigga. You remind me of Phil Keane.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, that's why. I don't know, I fucked up and said that one time, and now I can't stop.
Hey, when did Phil pass? What year did he pass?
Like 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got one more question. What was the what was the best city you've been to? What was the worst city you've been to?
The best city was D.C. Well, the best city was Hollywood. But, you know, next, right on the top of that list was D.C. And the worst city was in Oklahoma. Or Oklahoma City. Or even that motherfucking in Washington. Where did we go?
Oregon.
No, Oregon is another state. We went somewhere. Olympia was near, but we went somewhere in Washington, and it was horrible. This nigga damn near has to get help to get out of there. Hey, nigga, let me go, man. I got to get everybody else. Hey, so check game. I'm really serious as far as the tree being immovable. That's all you got to be. You know, you got to understand being real is what it's all about. Staying down and dirty without any doubt. I'm just saying, expressing, dressing, abba-dabba repping. I'm just saying, because this abba-dabba keeps me stepping. Putting yourself on Front Street as I do requires you to be brave enough and know what it's all about to be true. 202, what's up with you, man?
What's up, bud? Jonathan.
Come on, I barely can hear you. Are you talking on the speaker?
It's Jonathan Gentry.
Jonathan Jeffrey?
Gentry.
Bro, are you talking on the speaker?
Nah, I'm not.
Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
What about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, what's your question?
Jonathan Gentry is my name.
Jonathan Gentry, what's up?
Ain't nothing, man. Kicking it, man. I just wanted to call in, let you know, I haven't checked in a minute, you know, The council has been cool. I've been doing that, you know, regularly. But I just want to let you know, man, that the stuff that I've learned in this program, SWS, has given me the ability to really challenge myself and not necessarily get down when the outcome that I'm shooting for doesn't happen, but to analyze it deeply, to think thoroughly about my actions and what I've done, and then do it again better the next time. And I've been seeing results, man. I've been seeing real results. You know, it's dope. It's really dope to look at myself growing over time.
Hey, and you couldn't really see it until you graduated, right or wrong?
Absolutely correct.
Hey, because
I couldn't see it until 12 months.
Go ahead.
I couldn't see it until 12 months after my graduation. I had to work for a year before I could actually see it.
Jonathan, listen. You had to work for a year, which ain't no long time. But what I'm saying is in that year, you learned to use whatever you did learn to use, and you got yourself situated within those boundaries, which it takes a lot of fucking time to establish boundaries, boundaries.
Man.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you wouldn't have never knew to do it if you wouldn't have understood what you did understand at Sidewalk University. Because graduation from there is the fucking beginning of you really learning what you're supposed to learn. And otherwise, if you do what you've been doing, try to learn whatever it is you're learning by using what you learned at Sidewalk University, you'll grow the way you at right now. You know, the shit is becoming almost instinctual.
That was the real scary part, though, bud. When I just the scary part was that my first thought, once I started trusting it, began to produce the results that I wanted.
Because your first thought is the raw thought. Hey, listen. Your first thought is the rawest thought you can have. Because your second thought is going to be filtered through whatever you've been through dealing with that thought. And then that third thought is really going to be watered down because it's going to be laced with the paranoia or the hantiness along with all the bullshit that you had before. I mean, the more the fourth one's going to be worse. So my point is your first thought is the only one that's really dealing with the problem.
That's exactly the truth.
Hey, you learned that, Jonathan. I love that shit, man. That's dope. I appreciate you, bro. Now, check this out. I ain't going to say that the way y'all think is wrong, but I wonder when will the rappers understand talking shit about this Abba-Dabba-Q needs to represent matters. I'm saying that don't actually fade with time. At least one of those goddamn lines needs to represent this Abba-Dabba like mine. After all, is it about this Abba-Dabba-Q if you say that's what you do? If what you do is your way into life's hall of fame, so be it. Assisting the elderly is supporting you, supporting that you think you're young. It's supporting that not only do you think you're young, you respond as a younger person would think. It don't matter to that elderly person if you're their age or a younger person. What matters is the person you assisted needed it. And they're quite thankful that you were there to assist them. And because I do shit like that, shit just come to me. You know, I've been spending most of my day with a new cutie. You know, I didn't already cook for that motherfucker. I done served her up royally. She ain't in the bed now. But I ain't saying I'm no good guy, but I'm good at knowing what a woman like. Tomorrow, I'm going to see how may go check out this show. Magic show. The only reservation I got is the last time I went to a magic show, the motherfucker called me up on the stage and made me disappear. The problem was, he didn't know where the fuck he made me disappear to. Took him over 7 minutes to find me. Now, when he did find me, I was at the crap table. And just thrown double-breasted Jesse, 12. 12 is a loser, unless you betted on it, as I did. And it paid 63-1. And I bet $50. I won like $31.50 on that 50 on that 50 plus. You wanna know the truth about my good fortune? I had people who I got a lot of this motherfucking abadabra from. And they actually showed me the ropes in certain aspects, you know, of that life. But not one of them ever thought of themselves as mentors. I mean, there isn't such thing as a mentor. That's when you inadvertently, you know, meet somebody that represents whatever this mentor, maybe represent the man, you know, responsibilities. I don't know, but I'm saying you just inadvertently meet them. But in reality, the word comes from psychologists so they can make more money. The thing is, the mentor is supposed to show you a way to achieve things. But since you're looking for them, and the motherfuckers he referred you to is one of the ones you chose, they all hook up together. See, the thing is, when you live up to certain standards, you know, of course, you assist where you can, but your motivations are conceit when you think like me. Well, you know, I live up to certain standards. I'm polite. You know, I'm giving, you know, I'm respectful, all that, but I wouldn't be none of that if it didn't help me be me. I mean, yeah, I'm assisting, but my motivation is that it makes me feel good. So you're doing it to get a rise out of yourself, I guess, for your efforts to do good, but more importantly, you'll be showing your, more importantly, if you do what I do, or if you do as I do, you'll be showing that you're different than the average Joe. I mean, we all have mentoring people or mentoring things that happens in our lives, and, you know, we don't have to pay anyone to really see them. I mean, unless you do have to pay. What I'm saying is, if you can't see them, you might need to pay somebody to help you or show it to you. Mentoring is a way or an avenue for you to learn. Psychologists make you believe if something was missing in your life, like a father figure, you should latch on to whoever is in your life that is representing manhood or responsibility. I mean, that's so much bullshit. You know, because a representative does not necessarily have to be in your life. You can just know what a real man does or did And what I'm saying is my point is I can't stand definitions. They're so fucking limiting. I can't stand people who, you know, believe all these goddamn things that they have defined in life. I mean, it just makes you need more of these definitions. I don't, and I will not ever need anything or anyone but me. That mentor can't live my goddamn life for me. So in reality, it's still up to me, no matter what the fuck some mentor tells me. No matter what, it's up to me to deal with what's necessary to appreciate myself and find the way to manhood. When it comes to mentors, who says you have to have one? And if your mentor said that, you better check his credentials. I learned from so many sources, but I can honestly say I had 5 mentors in my life. My ace in the hole is I love what I'm doing, and I'm going to, you know, do shit like I see fit. Mentors just give me different things to think about. Do you think a confident motherfucker worries about being confident? I don't think they worry about anything, but I know they have insecurities. The significant difference between a confident person and you is we identify the insecurities and approach them with a determination unlike yours, solving or at least coming up with a solution. Insecurity does not frighten a confident man or a woman. Actually, it makes us happy, you know, that we can still see where there's progress to be made in our lives. If insecurity had its way, serious business, if insecurity had its way, even with a confident person, it would weaken them. SWU teaches you. SWU forces you to be a person and know how to deal with people, with situations. SWU teaches you a person who knows how to deal with insecurity finds it a tantalizing piece of life's pie. It's for you to enjoy. You see, once a person with a confident outlook on life spots insecurity, after toying with it a while, we just get rid of it. I mean, I have 3 of the dopest references a person could want. And they are wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The problem for me was waiting, because wisdom, knowledge, and understanding all take time to develop. I know I should be patient and wait to bloom. Because that's why my name is Rosebud. Because I have not fully bloomed. But I keep having these damn flashes that I won't get to bloom. And as my motherfucking abadabra cute hand get better, and as I matured into the motherfucking full-fledged motherfucker I am at the top of the goddamn heap in this abadabra, yet, I still be thinking something can derail me. Something. I probably won't totally be comfortable until I know it's completely over for me. And I guess I'm stoked about the process of living my motherfucking dreams at this age. I'm serious when I say what I'm saying. Because it's going so goddamn smoothly for me. This is the kinds of things that could be coming for you. If you develop an idea and you stick with whatever it is you believe about that idea to the end. Otherwise, I'm telling you, until you dead, it's possible. Unless you are not living, your idea is possible. So, I'm just saying, if you want to say things like this, you know, because this is the email I got. Hey, bud, let me know when you do that live stream because I definitely want to catch it. I had your courses since May of 2012. I probably listened to them at least 20 times. And each time I catch something new. I know the course works because people tell me all the time it's something different about you. Even people I don't know. Male and female go out their way to strike up conversation. Game is a motherfucker, and anybody that gets that course is going to be laced for sure. You can think what you want to about your situation in life, fellas. But this dude, he got what he was looking for, which was guidance. I really don't tell you shit that you don't know. I just tell you how to deal with the things that you accept. And accepting who you are and what it is you think and what makes you you is the biggest thing I could ask you to do. Although there's things or exercises you need for you to be able to do this. Because if you could do it without these exercises, wouldn't you have already done it? Shit. You can think what you want to about your station in life, but if there's something that you believe you have, something you believe you have not discovered inside you, something that is in there, you better register for the coming semester. Now, I'm sure you can find a million things to do with whatever money you have. But in reality, this is one inexpensive thing that is absolutely for you. Now, I'm going to leave you with this. When a woman says she's a strong black woman, why don't she just say what she really means? She is a knucklehead fucking bitch. And I call them KHBs. Every time one of them motherfucking KHBs says that shit, it's after they in some way have acted the ass toward a man. And whenever they say he is a strong black man, whenever they say that, it's after they done shitted on this motherfucker. And he didn't do shit. Man, I hope you guys don't believe that fucking shit. I wish them level-headed bitches would speak in English and just say what the fuck they mean. Because I blazed the trail. That I can only travel so far as putting up with bitch shit. And the goddamn shit is looking kind of clear. Actually looking really queer that I'm tempted to settle. I got a way of seeing shit that I can live with. But you know what? There's sometimes that I'm fucking crazy. You know that shit, right? Now, this was one of them goddamn times. I will never settle. And that's exactly why I want to continue to fucking on the same path, because settling ain't an option for me. I'm all in, and I ain't quitting. I ain't quitting till the last shovel of dirt is thrown on my ass. Now, I'm getting so much better at teaching my students. It amazes me how good I'm getting. I'm halfway through this semester at Sidewalk University. And it's only fitting because classes will, you know, see, shit is just to only improve. This is actually, I don't know if you know this, but it's a momentous occasion for me in my dreams. I have goals. I have aspirations. Sidewalk University is truly embarking on its own. I'm going to try to make it with the income I get or I generate from Sidewalk University. I'm not going to do with all this other stuff I've been doing. I do believe in it that much, and at one point I got to jump off the motherfucking bridge and see if what I believe is correct. Now, you know, you're about to not be bombarded, but you're probably going to be inundated with a lot of quips and different shit I be saying. Because I got to, like, promote whatever I'm doing, shit. You know, I fucking claim the elderly shit sometimes. Do you fucking hear? Well, not do you hear. You gotta hear and pay attention, because things are not always as clear as they should or, you know, could be. Do you know how important it is to accept you for who you are? A lot of people don't. I didn't have to make any real adjustments from a square to a pimp's life. It wasn't me at the time, but it was truly in me to be a motherfucking pimp. I remember when I got out of the game and I started my square life, I began to have an identity and an identity crisis. I did. The first thing I realized, or I had to realize, you know, is much harder to square up than it is to turn out. I mean, this is hella hard. And in this epidemic, you being on stage has always been rewarding with admiration, plenty of compliments, and there's many other goddamn ways to promise your, or not promise, but promote your fucking wanting to always be on stage. Well, I was so used to that. Once, you know, I settled into my square world, I had to realize being on stage was not really something that I could, like, aspire to do. It wasn't well received because there was actually no stage for a nigga like me to be on. When I realized, I'm telling you, when I realized I couldn't be seen as the man I had become, you know, used to being seen as, something happened to me. I was fucked up. These you know, there was just like no way I was going to settle into some oblivious type of life and be happy. I was miserable for a good while. I really was miserable for maybe a week, maybe a couple of weeks, until I realized who I am. I'm Bud, I'm Rosebud, and I made my name. Nobody gave me that fucking name. I thought of it and lived to represent it. Always. I had to realize I stopped feeling, but I didn't stop being the motherfucker. And when I finally did realize that, I realized I had to set, you know, out to do some things I hadn't done in a while. And thinking of that shit, I found a path to be able to be me, which is the point of this video. Who the fuck are you? I had to do me. And I had to do me in this square-ass world I had, you know, surround myself with. Me in that fly-ass fucking world that I motherfucker surrounded myself in. And I'm proud to say that I've been doing me as a square, getting square money, living in a square-ass life, and I accept that this is me. Can you accept who you really are, goddammit? I'm serious. Not who you pretend to be, but who you are, your inner self. That's important. Accept who you are, and your life will be 10 times better. Regardless of who you are, what that means, just by you accepting it, you'll feel much better. All right, I'm gone.